Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano program. I'm a big fan of Joe DiStefano, who writes the business section for the Philadelphia Inquirer. And he's been going back and forth over the weekend, particularly. Our guest, Joe Papilia, head of the Associated Builders and Contractors, pivoting off this court decision that to me is fascinating because, you know, I talk to people and friends with several people, Bucks, Montgomery County, that are day-to-day in political circles. The fear of the union tactics, mentality, wages, pensions, and all that that are in Philadelphia being solidified the same way in the suburbs. Joe is president and CEO of the Associated Builders and Contractors. Joe joins us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe, welcome in. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Dom, how you doing?
Very, very well, Joe. Now, I know the Associated Builders and Contractors over the years, but for listeners, what's the mission statement? What do you guys do?
Well, what we promote is to have a fair and balanced and level playing field for construction. So whether that be union, non-union, that there's just a fair and level playing field. Everybody starts from the same spot, has the same opportunity to bid and win work and perform that safely in the communities in which we live.
Well, that would mean you must avoid Philadelphia a lot then.
Well, it's funny. We have a lot of members doing work, for decades in Philadelphia. Some very successfully, some, you know, having their problems there. But
right.
At the same time, you know, what we've been, you know, pushing for a long time, and I know that sometimes the message gets muddled, even in some of the op-ed stuff that I wrote, you know, drew some fire. But really, at the end of the day, Dom, it's about working together and having a level playing field. And, you know, sometimes you have to kind of push up to level it if you're on the low end of that, and that's what we're doing.
All right, what's the biggest objection to what goes on in Philadelphia, though, which is the last big union town? As far as we got you, Joe, about choice, but mm-hmm. why would someone choose, basically, our union brethren would say, why would you choose anybody over them? You mentioned safety, you mentioned skill. They're it. So why would you go past that? You must just want lower wages.
No, that's not always true. That is not always true. I mean, sure, there could be arguments for looking at wages. But again, when you look at training and safety and you look at some of the things that have happened in Philadelphia, they weren't ABC members, you know, or they might not have even been union members that had, safety problems or other things like that. It's really about educating. I mean, I think the more that actually at all of the labor market, whether, again, mm-hmm. union, non-union, or signatory or not, working together to make sure that we elevate the entire industry.
Okay, but Joe, let me stop you. I got you. But
sure.
the court decision that came down then, why was this seen as such a breakthrough, such a moment at least here? What was it it did?
Sure. Right. Well, for a project labor agreement, I mean, typically, historically, those project labor agreements on the surface look maybe good. You know, they call for safety metrics. They call for those types of things. But there is usually something in that project labor agreement that will eliminate a portion of the construction industry. And in this case, it was. If you look at the testimony that was given when there was a hearing for House Bill 1849 recently, that, you know, we had members, one member who had actually done the project on Markley Street pre-PLA.
Mm-hmm.
And then if the PLA had gone through, that same contractor performed a great job on time, on or I believe under budget, would have been eliminated immediately.
That's why? What would they not have had? What would they have been deficient in?
You would have to look into the project labor agreement itself, but it was basically the hiring practice, if I remember correctly, that if they were awarded the job, then they would have to give that to signatory labor. And in their, you know, in their company makeup, they said, well, why would I do that? If you look at Ross Meyer's testimony specifically, he said, you know, I have people, and he read off lists of folks. He said, if I win this job, then I have, you know, put whatever name you want to it. I have John here, who's been with me for 35 years. I can't use him.
Mm-hmm.
Why would I even bid that? Why would I want
to
even...
Okay, well, Joe, what's your response to Johnny Dock? And he and I talk fairly frequently, not so much since that. It seemed to be the contention was, at least the suggestion in the coverage, that due to the indictment and all this, there's a weakening of this. This had big repercussions about that kind of stranglehold coming to the suburbs.
Well, no, I mean, I look at it from our standpoint. It wasn't so much, personal, with Mr. Dougherty. It was more the Project Libra agreement. It was for the first time somebody was saying, hey, they are boxing out competition.
Mm-hmm.
They are boxing. And now, with the ruling, it seems that maybe that's not going to be a trend that continues, and I think that's a great thing.
And the biggest cost by boxing out competition, if they say the signatory labor unions and the like, that you almost have to go completely with that, is it pensions? What is it?
I think from us, I mean, we look at it from a lot of fronts. But if you box out competition, you're boxing out ingenuity. You're boxing out a different way of thinking of performing a project. You're just eliminating that completely. And when you do that and keep, 80, well, in Pennsylvania, you're looking at just about 80 plus that is not signatory in the construction world, you're boxing out a very large percentage of those folks to compete to win a contract.
So even in Pennsylvania, you're saying 80% are not the unions for people that think about in Philadelphia. It's only about 20% that are across the state.
To be perfectly accurate, nationwide, you're about 85%. In Pennsylvania, I think you're 77%.
Okay.
Almost 80%.
Now, see, I would have thought it was higher. I would have thought this is a big, not a right-to-work state and all that, but 23, mm-hmm. only 23% then are what we classically are thinking about goes on here in Philadelphia.
Correct.
Wow.
That would be the signatory side, the non-signatory contract.
So you're locking out 77% of them, you're saying, if you go the way that it had been going.
Correct.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like it's going to be a competitive price then at all.
Right.
What else, Joe, is on the horizon, and what occupies you at the CEO of Associated Builders and Contractors? What's the big issue coming up after this?
Well, I'll tell you, it's one that's been long-standing, and I think it's something, if you look at it from the signatory side of the world or the non-signatory side, and I will say you got to give it a little bit to the union folks. I mean, training, safety training, all the things that they do and we do equally need to be promoted more. The biggest thing is getting folks interested in even coming into the trades and seeing the salaries that can be made and see the benefits. That's a big thing. We just had an event last week for Manufest, which there were 1,300 kids who came in, and we were promoting the trades because it's a dying art as far as being something that people are gravitating towards, and that affects everybody in the industry. I would love to see us work signatory and non-signatory work even closer in getting people interested. If you want to go, when you look at quality or hiring practice, if someone feels that collective bargaining is where they belong and that makes them comfortable, they should absolutely go and join a union. If they feel that being part of a company and being under being a company, a full-time company employee, is value to them, they should do that.
Exactly.
But drawing people into the trades and safety and all these other things, we have that in common with the non-signatory and signatory sides. It's totally in common, and it should be something that we're doing together.
Well, Joe, thank you. Thanks very much for the breakdown. Thank you for joining us.
Great. Thanks a lot, Dom. I appreciate it.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.